Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At-Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At-Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy. Thanks, everybody, for tuning in today. To be honest with you, these are the only shows that make me feel better after losses like that.
Why? When you can just hose down everybody and blame?
Yeah, then I feel better, and I'm like, ah, tomorrow's going to be a better day. That's how it goes.
Is it going to be a better day?
I don't know. Depends if they give the keys to. Depends if they give the keys to Jovich or not, you know? Let's get to some headlines brought to you by the new Palmetto Ford Truck Supercenter. Why buy your truck at a car store? Palmetto Ford.
We know trucks.
Hey, the Cavender twins are back.
No, not both of them.
Nah,
just one.
They both are.
Really?
No, just one of them is going to TCU.
Nah, she's leaving TCU. Apparently, because one of the twins, I guess, who is that? That Haley Van Lith? Was yeah. From LSU. She's going to TCU. So I think she was like, never mind. Going back to the Canes. They just announced a joint statement, Leroy. Haley, really? Hannah Cavender. Given the news yesterday that my sister was returning to play ball at Miami, after careful consideration and thought, I've decided to return to the University of Miami and play with Hannah for our final and fifth year. There's nothing more important than family. I share a bond with my twin sister. Being presented with the opportunity to play together one more time, I cannot pass up. I'm excited for the upcoming season. Cannot wait to play at the U.
Nice.
What in the hell?
Blad's face.
Did this show pictures of the other two?
Yeah, I know. You're not wrong. She was going to TCU, and then I think she got the news of Von Lith and was like, never mind.
Right.
So there you go.
Ladies and gentlemen, we all know what. We all know what led them back to Coral Gables.
Straight cash, homie.
Straight cash.
Homie. Hey, women's basketball is booming right now.
Think about it. And the fact that the coach is no longer
there.
Were
they trying to do wrestling or some nonsense like that? That's hard.
You know what they did?
Right?
They did hot twins. That's what they did day year off.
They
just went wherever they wanted to go and looked beautiful and did whatever they wanted to do.
I think they were leaving to go to wrestling.
Everybody had a good time.
Yes, they did try to join the WWE.
But that didn't work out?
They were trying to be like development. Right?
Yeah, there was development. So once you get into development, you gotta go through all of that and then get to the NXT.
It's hard, man. Those wrestlers.
Yeah, there's steps you got to take. And I don't think those girls with the type of social life that they had are going to be able to, like, bunker down.
If you can make a lot of money on TikTok and hoops, like, why do you want to go?
Hey, listen,
why do you want to throw your back into a wrestling mat?
Listen, I'm more than sure that one night they went back to the room tired, beat up, exhausted, and they go, we make more money doing TikTok, baby. You want to go play basketball? I say, look, I'm going to go and test the waters and see what's going on, right? So she said, well, all right, I'm going to go to TCU, right? And then the other twin got back into Miami because I guess I thought she was done, right? And so now they're back in Miami.
Meanwhile, the Marlins are back in action today.
They're losing closer games.
Hey, yesterday afternoon was good. It was a good Saturday. It was a good Wednesday afternoon game. 2.5 hours. A lot of kids.
Camp day? It's too early for
I don't know if it was camp day.
Camp day is in the summer.
But if there was 7,500 fans in attendance, 6,800 of them were kids.
Well, AJ Puck's on the hill today.
Oh, well. Puck it up.
Wait. Hey, kids.
He's about to puck it up.
As a special, don't forget to bring your glove. You're probably gonna get one.
You're not lying on that one. There was a lot of balls going into the sand yesterday.
You might as well.
If next time we go to a game, we should go to the Budweiser section when AJ Puck is pitching.
You should bring a hoagie so you can catch some meatballs. That's what he's dishing up.
Dude, Wait till you eat these meatballs at Herbs and Rye. Speaking of meatballs.
What else we got here? Damian Lillard.
Dame.
His estranged wife. I believe they are in the middle of a divorce. He is. She's apparently making fun of Glorilla.
Oh, because Glorilla shot her, shot at Dame and said, "I don't care if he's married or not." When he was married and going through the divorce, so the fact that I think Glorilla went on Uncle Shay Shay's podcast and said that, you know, yeah, she shot a shot at Dame, and
well, Glorilla got arrested for DUI this week.
Ah, jeez.
And Mrs. Dame, or former Mrs. Dame Lillard, Kayla, she posts, "Free Glow Lillard, hashtag sister wife," and then a laughing crying emoji with her mugshot.
Yeah, you know what? You laugh right now, and then you know what can happen in a year? You can have the Derrick Rose situation, and trust me, Derrick Rose is living life lovely.
Man, all right.
Hey, check out Leroy. Google Derrick Rose.
All I'm gonna say is this: don't put your stuff out there like that.
Oh, you could do it.
You could do what you want, but like, nah, like that ain't like.
Well, one
Dame keeps everything quiet for everything that
I think
he does.
He's trying.
So does Derrick Rose. Listen, Derrick Rose kept things quiet to the point nobody knew he had two women, and they all get along.
Leroy, can you get a weather update from the DeMesmin and Dover law firm?
Yeah,
your axeattorneys.com.
I know where in Milwaukee is frosty.
Free consultations 24/7. Call them up at 866-954-MORE.
All right. It's starting to heat up, folks.
Uh-oh.
That wind is coming out of the south, southeast. And anytime. Oh, no. Hold on.
Oh, no. With the weather?
Nope. It's coming out of the east. Southeast, maybe a little bit. East, southeast. At about 15 miles an hour. I'm going to tell you like this. That's the warm water. You know, so you might get, you know, a chance for some showers. A passing shower here and there, but it doesn't look like rain is imminent in the forecast. And it's about 84 degrees. But again, look forward to warm up, because when that wind comes off of that, you know, the Atlantic is hot as hell. Okay. On a bad day, when it gets to its coldest, it's only about 79, 80 degrees. So when it's warm, that warm air comes off the beach.
He's right.
What did
he
say?
He nailed it. He nailed it. Awful. To the T. To the T.
He's really good.
He said.
Hey, man.
I thought the wind was coming out of Leroy.
Hey, listen. Not for nothing. It took me a while, right? Because I'm a black dude, and you put it on a black border. I didn't even see there was a dude on the end of that.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. I get you the jokey joke.
take a quick break.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
With more of this.
New truck or SUV at Lehman Buick GMC. Like the huge inventory of hundreds of new Buick and GMC models in stock now. And the simple online process where you can calculate your payments, value your trade, get approved for financing, and schedule your pickup. It's just that easy. And of course, you'll find low prices and great financing options. Stop in and take a test drive or shop LehmanBuickGMC.com and discover your own reasons.
All financing on approved credit.
At Jack Daniels, we know a thing or two about labels, and not just the black and white kind we keep on front of our bottles. Sometimes the world puts you in a box, you just can't break it. In our experience, all that labels do is hold you back. That is, unless you make your own. Why else do you think we're Tennessee whiskey? Go on, make your own label. Because when you make your own label, you make everything else yours too. But we don't need to tell you that, do we? Make it count. Jack Daniels, please drink responsibly.
Revive your drive at Edmore Sawgrass Cadillac. 2024 Cadillac Lyriq. Fully electric. Just $499 a month. Click EdmoreSawgrassCadillac.com. Approved credit courtesy transportation vehicle. Less than 2K miles. 10K annual. 36-month lease. 50-89 down. Zero security plus tax. Title first payment fees.
Flo here from Progressive to tell you how you get more than great savings with us. You get customer service access through our mobile app, online chat, or by phone.
That's a lot of ways I can get in touch with you. I see what's going on here. You can't name favors, but I'm your number one customer.
Actually, we offer all our customers these ways to contact us.
Uh-huh. I'm sure you give just any customer your personal
company
contact info.
Well, you did call us more than any other customer this year. So in that sense, you are our number one customer.
Get help from Progressive through the website, app, chat, or phone. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
What drives you? At 303 Car Care, we're driven to put the best detailing products in your hands. We create every formula, fill every bottle, and test every batch of 303 at our Chicago headquarters, always with quality in mind. From cleaners and coatings to our flagship aerospace protectant, you can trust that every 303 product does what the label says it's going to do. That's because 303 is driven by quality. Available at most auto retailers and Amazon.
Space may be the final frontier, but it's also what a lot of us lack in our basement or garage. By switching to a Navien tankless water heater, not only will you have all the hot water you need whenever you need it, but you'll gain storage area as well. Maybe a place to display your space collectibles.
Highly logical.
Learn about Navien's series of high-efficiency tankless water heaters and how they don't just save space, but save dollars on your utility bills, too. For more, go to tanklessmadesimple.com.
We've made it easy to listen to WQAM. Just download the free Odyssey app to listen to all of our shows live or on demand. Plus, there's the cool Rewind feature where you can listen to any part of any show you might have missed anytime. Get it now and make WQAM your favorite station.
15 minutes of heat is sponsored by Kendall Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram. Start the new year in a new ride with no payments for 90 days. Kendall Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram.com.
Bum, bum. All right, welcome back. Tobin and Leroy. Take you up until 2. Miami Heat, they lose last night. In the play-in, final score 105-104. Some killer plays last night towards the end of the game. The backcourt violation, cheating Nick Batum, just shoving Tyler Hero. Ridiculous.
That was terrible. You know how often you see a backcourt in basketball? Never.
Killing it. So that was all she pretty much wrote. Kelly Oubre got an and one after that. Heat went down 3. And then Nick Batum, Tyler Hero. This was a little embarrassing. Nick Batum said afterwards, because Tyler Hero tries to use a BAM screen to go around and get a 3. Nick Batum swats it. I don't know anybody who gets blocked more than Tyler Hero. And
like, keep in mind,
T-Rex arms.
Philly's not small. They all have a lot of length.
Mm-hmm.
At most of their positions, except for the shortest guy is Tyrese Maxey. So other than that, and Oubre, they use Oubre like we use Caleb Martin.
Yes.
So he's just wiry, lengthy. He can stay in front of a lot of guys.
And nails his free throws.
Yeah. Right.
I'm like Caleb Martin.
Breaking for chicken.
By the way, that's the name of the Hour 2 segment.
Bricking for chicken.
Bricking for chicken.
Hey,
so, bricking for chicken.
Not everybody, not everybody's built like UD. I remember when UD took that chicken away from the Hawks fans years ago. They were like, oh, UD, he's going to. And UD, he shushed the entire crowd. And then he went that night on Instagram. He went to Chick-fil-A and he had bags of Chick-fil-A and he was just eating it. He goes, buy your own damn chicken.
Yes, yes.
Not everybody's built like that.
Yeah.
Schmeathen says Oubre was supposed to come here on a minimum if the Dame trade went through. I know, Schmeathen! Cronin.
There's a couple of guys that the Heat could have got that went somewhere else for the cheap.
Yeah, but I will say, for everybody who, you know, I don't think last night you could say, like, it was a depth issue. Like, They went down shooting with Tyler Hero.
It was a scoring issue.
Yeah, it was a scoring issue. I thought that, but like, Hawkes done a good job off the bench this year. Nico had some nice moments.
Love. Ask me this, or answer this. Yep. As of right now, the way you're talking, you have more confidence in the bench players than you do the starters.
Yeah, it's... Confidence
is, that's the problem.
It's not a confidence thing. It's just like, you know, I just
they've been more productive, more consistent.
Not necessarily.
Except Jovic.
Yeah, I mean, but Jovic is kind of like a starting role player, you know?
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Okay. So go Jovic, Hawkes, Kevin Love.
Yep.
Right? Take those three.
Delon Wright was great yesterday.
Okay, but I'm not even counting him because he's farther down. You hope you get, but if Kevin Love, Jaime Jaquez, and Jovic are playing, you have a lot of confidence in what they've been doing and what they can do.
Yeah, and I just thought that at the end of it, once Jimmy got hurt, it was all Tyler Hero or bust. And, you know, I know people are like, oh, you're not going at Bam enough. Like, yeah, Bam didn't do enough, but also, like, the ball wasn't in his hands. Like, what do you want him to do? You want him to steal the ball from Tyler Hero?
Here's what I would say about Bam, okay? He is your single-handed, most versatile player, okay? And what happens is you ask him to do so damn much on a defensive end, on a defensive side of the ball, okay? As far as you want him to body up Joel Embiid, you want him to then be on the point when they're in zone and kind of put some hands in front of a guard. You want him to be able to go out there and contest the three. He's all over the place on the defensive end. And then when he comes down, then you want him to score 25-2? Like, somebody got to pick up the slack somewhere. You can't have one guy doing everything.
Schmeathen puts it well. Bam's has to do 10 things. Tyler's has to do one thing. His one thing is to mail shots. He wasn't doing it.
Right. That's my point, though. To sit here and say Bam needs to score more. Oh, you're going to add another thing to him? Another thing you want him to do? So, like, in games like this, before the game, when we were going over unders, soon as we got to Bam, I said under. Not because he can't score, because you ask so much of him on the defensive side of the ball. And so everybody else knows or should know on that team, we're asking this dude to do on one end of the ball that I sure as hell can't do. We better pick it up on the other end. So, yeah. So between Tyler and Jimmy was banged up, I'm going to exclude him. Between Jovic and all the other guys who were out there, they should have known, okay, like we all know, when Bam has to play this hard on the defensive end, he's not going to give you 25. It's nothing new.
Yeah, I mean, Tyler took 27 shots yesterday. Bam took 9. And you're like, oh, demand
the... But guess what? Flip it. Go on the other side and say Bam contested 27 shots and Tyler contested 0.
0.
You see what I'm saying? So you can't have it both ways. That's what a team is. And that's what a team does. So, how many shots did he make?
Tyler?
Yeah.
9. 9 for 27.
9 for 27.
25 points on 27 shots.
Okay, we made fun of Murray that had 44 points on 44 shots. We made fun of him.
Just one of those games where it's like, yeah, I think you probably – like, we've seen this team go in places where they do put the ball in Bam's hands and let him be the hub and let him facilitate. And I felt like yesterday was kind of just like, yeah, screen Tyler open, please. Please. Like, it kind of reminded me like – it reminded me like 5 years ago.
Right.
Where it's like, Bam, dribble handoffs, get him open, please. Please.
Right, I get that, but also understand that – on the other end, he was all over the place.
I know, man. He was.
And so now you want him to do all that and then have the ball in his hands?
People are just mad today, man. It's
I know, but you understand what you're asking.
Yeah.
You're not even being reasonable with your ask. to ask him to be all over the court on the defensive end, and then, oh, we're going to put the ball in your hands. We want you to facilitate. Come on.
Ugh. Stupid.
It sucks. You know, it sucks. It sucks. Because guess what? They lost by one. The game was not that close.
No, it was close. I mean, like, down to the final minute. Like,
it was close once the fourth quarter started.
It was tied with a minute left.
No. I know, but I'm saying when it got to, like, the last 15 seconds and they, you know, make two free throws and then.
Oh, you're talking about that part when they were shooting free throws.
Yeah.
Tyler had a couple of. He put some lipstick on the back score at the end there.
Yeah, they let him shoot that three. You're like, oh, game's over. Go ahead. We up four.
Yeah. But it was, and then with the last lot of it, once Batum blocked Hero, and then Maxey got the free throws.
First of all, that dude is extraterrestrial because when he jumped and put that arm up, Tyler looked like he was a garden gnome, right? You don't see blocks like that very often.
Crazy. Very annoying. All right. We'll take a quick break. Also, I'm in a bad mood again. I thought I was feeling better.
One more segment.
One more segment. Back after this. Alright, welcome back. Tobin and Leroy. D. Soul says, Tyler Hero missed a few open ones, but made some difficult ones.
He missed all of his.
He missed all of his easy ones, dude. What are we talking about?
He missed all of his flamingos, right?
That's usually his pat. He hit like his first two over Embiid. I was like, oh, that's going to be his.
Yeah, he hit a couple baby floaters.
Hit a couple, but then he missed some, man. He was, I don't know. It doesn't all go on him. But, you know, this is the thing. Like, he's been waiting. That was the game he was waiting for. I'll tell you that much. Like, you know, he could say, well, I had nothing to prove, and that's fine. I don't need him to feel like he has to prove anything. But any competitor who knows that his team is looking for some scoring and that's your specialty, I would think if you ask Tyler and you ask him to grade his game yesterday, what do you think he says? You think he's proud of that game?
No.
No. I think you think he's underperformed. So that's all. Speaking of a person who always underperforms, Chris Sims.
He's still. So you just want to continue making your day worse, right?
Yeah, I need to change. I need to diversify it a little bit.
Okay.
So you want a full equal share balance of anger, sports anger. Today.
Yeah.
Like you want like 25%.
I don't know if I'll be angry. Maybe. I mean, like I hear that he's belly aching about the Tua contract and. He's all upset, you know, and let's see what he has to say. This was Chris Sims with his boy Florio on their Peacock in Pro Football Talk Show.
Hey, Chris Greer, right? He's tied to Tua. There's a lot of pressure with him in the Tua situation. It didn't work out with Brian Flores. Everybody knows Justin Herbert's better than Tua in the NFL. We know Joe Burrow's in another stratosphere. Oh, no, Jordan Love's starting to look like you might want him over a Tua long term. Right? And where I worry about the Dolphins is Chris Greer going to tie himself to such a point with Tua and prove that, oh, he is good and he's the guy, that he's going to hurt the rest of the football team kind of to save his own ass a little bit about the Tua pick. That's what I would worry about. What are they going to pay him? What are you going to pay him? Like, just like I would say to – we talked about the Cowboys or what I would say with the Giants last year. Who are you negotiating against? Right? What's the number? Right? Don't just throw a number out there because you think you need to throw that number out there. Right? They could throw, like last year with Daniel Jones. Why $40 million a year? Why? Like, you could have gave him 34, and I think that you could have gone, tell me some other team that would give you 34 or 32. Show us that team. Oh, crickets? That's right. And I feel like you could do the same thing with Tua. But these teams negotiate against themselves right now with certain situations and go, you know, here's this. No, we'll give you more. We'll give you more. And it makes no sense. And I feel like the Dolphins are going to do that with Tua.
There you go. Chris Sims thinks that Chris Greer.
I'd like a stab at this.
Chris Greer, go ahead.
First of all, why does he make comments like he's never been around this league? Right? There have been a boatload of quarterbacks. Right? He didn't say it about Russell Wilson. He didn't say that about Deshaun Watson. Right? He didn't say that about Aaron Rodgers. When you give a guy $50 million a year at 38. Okay? There's a lot of situations out there where you could go either way. You can justify doing it or you could justify not doing it. It's just a matter of what you think, what you believe, and then you pull the trigger. Simple as that, right? Just think about this. Hey, Chris Sims, everybody don't think that your wife is hot, but you do. Wait, that's why you married to her. That's kind of how that goes. Everybody ain't going to like. You can sit here and tell me that Justin Herbert is better than Tua. But based on what I've seen, you could kick rocks. But that's not what the Chargers think.
But do you really think that Chris Greer, who, I mean, very much seems like he has a lot of job security with the Miami Dolphins, feels like he has to extend Tua to justify his pick?
No.
Like,
no, not at all. I think they truly, and here's the,
if
here's
anything,
the
doesn't
main thing that I would say to Chris Sims. The main thing I would say, if you hear the way the organization talks about Tua, it's not lip service.
Everybody really does seem to think that the Dolphins. Everybody seems to really think the Dolphins are lying to everybody.
Right. Exactly. And so what I would say to you is, and again, I'll use the wife or girlfriend situation. You might think your wife or girlfriend is smoking hot. That don't mean the dude next to you or your friend does. And there's nothing wrong with that. Because the only thing that matters is what you think. So the fact that the Dolphins believe in Tua, believed in Tua more than they believed in Justin Herbert, right? Believed in Tua more than they believed in a lot of other quarterbacks, and they still have that belief in Tua based on what he's done to this point. So they're going to pay him based on what they believe, not what Chris Sims thinks. So right now, if Chris Sims had a choice, he'd choose Justin Herbert, correct?
Probably.
Okay, and where are they in their careers?
Samesies, dude.
Right. So, no.
Except with more coaches fired for Justin Herbert.
More coaches, and he's had more talent longer. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, but I think the thing that's strange about it for me is, like, you know, I don't understand why people feel like they're justifying anything. Like,
right, that's my point. That's the point I'm making. They don't have to justify paying Tua to anybody other than the people in that building,
mm-hmm.
right? And they all are on the same page when it comes to their quarterback. And that's all they have to worry about.
Because if anything,
right? Because guess what? Ain't nobody flipped out when Daniel Jones got $40 million a year last year, the way they flipping out about Tua, who hasn't even gotten paid yet.
Some people were flipping
out. Nah, they were flipping out, Leroy. They were flipping out
on Daniel Jones.
No.
But the thing is with it, it's like, well, the easier thing for the GM to do, though, like, it's not that his point, like, I guess you're like, oh, you don't have to overpay just to overpay and you're bidding against yourself, but the point of the GM is trying to make himself look good. Like, the safer move is the GM is to kick the can and make him prove it for another year. Like, that's the safer move. If you invest into it and then he falls on his face, that's what's going to put your job in jeopardy.
But let me ask you about this. There's a handful of quarterbacks that I wonder why hasn't he put out there first. My first go-to is Kirk Cousins, right? You okay with Atlanta giving Kirk Cousins that much money? There wasn't a whole lot of competition for him. Right? From the second Kirk Cousins was a free agent, there was only one team that everybody was talking about.
Yeah, we thought they tampered with him.
Right. So, look at that situation. When Aaron Rodgers was available, was there a whole bunch of teams other than the Jets talking about Aaron Rodgers?
Not really.
Right. So
but you had to trade for him, too, which was weird.
Right, but still. Well, okay, and guess what? Still, there was only one team. So this happens a lot in sports. Why is he acting like this is a unique thing? Right? It's crazy how he's sitting here having this conversation about you're not competing with anybody when, guess what? The last few quarterbacks I mentioned, those teams weren't competing with anybody. But guess what? That's what they wanted. They made it happen. They got the deal done. And we go on from there. That's how it works.
It's also been this thing, too, where it's like nobody, you know, like who are going to be the guys? Like right now, everybody's looking at the young guys. And, yeah, that's your best window to win because you could add the most talent around it. Like if you have – like right now, obviously Houston's going to be in a better spot than the Dolphins because they have their quarterback cheap. Once you get to this point, look at what with what Cincinnati's got to go through, where they got to cut bait on guys. Right. Like it happens,
right?
You know,
exactly.
You're,
who did they had to let what's his name go?
Boyd, Mixon.
Right. That's the nature of it, right? I mean, to be honest with you, I'm surprised that the Chargers pay Justin Herbert so soon. Why? Right? They could have waited till now.
Nah, then you'd be stuck.
Huh?
Then they'll be stuck. Get it over right now. That way you can get rid of Bosa.
Okay, so why don't we?
But the reason they all got paid the year before Tua was pretty clear. Like Tua had concussion issues. Tua had to prove he could get through a season.
No, I get that. I understand all that. But how long does he have to play before we consider that
before he gets criticized?
I said when I told you back then when he was having these concussions, I'm saying, listen, dude, this is a fluke thing.
Mm-hmm.
It's a fluke thing where you have these series of concussions in 1 year. I had it and I never had another one, right? And maybe it's because he's coming back too soon, they're clearing him too soon, or you're just getting tackled weird, which was happening, right? So, like, yeah, for them to say, oh, he's injury prone. With the head? Come on, dude. Come on. So, like, no. Listen, I don't care if you like or don't like Tua. But the whole point behind this is, right, is that all these teams are doing the same thing that he is questioning the Dolphins about. The same thing. They like a guy, they go get him, right? Guess what? Josh Allen making a boatload of money. If he played in Miami and they say, why are we paying him? He ain't did nothing.
It's just also, but it's again, it goes back to the point, like the point doesn't make sense. The thing that puts you at risk as a GM is when you pay money for the wrong guys. Like it would, if you were to say, hey, Chris Greer, you don't believe in your pick and you're not paying the guy. It's like, yeah, but your job is at less risk because if Tua did stink up the joint this year, then Stephen Ross is going to be like, well, at least I'm not on the hook for $55 million a year. If Chris Greer, you think it's a thing where you're saying, well, I'm justifying my pick and I'm investing in him. Your owner's not going to care about that if he blows it. If the guy stinks, he's going to think, well, now I'm on the hook for this guy for whatever the amount of money ends up being. So it's just a weird point by him. I don't understand it. But
they always,
what do you,
by the way, with contracts, and especially with contracts with quarterbacks, they always end up on the hook.
Yeah,
right? Ask Denver, who took the largest hit in the history of football to get a guy out of their organization. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, so, but I mean, like, in fairness to that, like, all right, you had a different coach come in at a different time, right? But that's what ended up happening. Yeah. That guy, he's like, oh, we're going to give all this money to Russell Wilson. It's going to be great. And it wasn't. It was a disaster. So,
yep.
Chris Sims can still go to hell. Last night can go to hell. Brick and Chicken can go to hell.
I don't understand the argument that he's making when every team is basically doing the same thing. Like, you want to – Kirk Cousins has made more guaranteed money than anybody in the history of the NFL. Kirk Cousins. And nobody's ever said anything every time he gets a guaranteed contract.
They do.
I think they do. I don't know what
they, I don't know what you're
people,
talking about.
People
right?
do say things about
yeah.
Kirk Cousins.
It's just that I think because you're locally down here, you hear more of the Tua bashing.
Right.
You think it's Tua.
Okay.
But no, everybody bashes mostly the quarterback when they make money, when they look at it and they don't – think that they're worthy of that.
Kirk Cousins
is good.
Kirk Cousins is known as being like the most decent quarterback, but he's made crazy, stupid money.
Right.
But here's the deal. You know who ruined that? Washington.
Yeah, they kept on franchising him.
Yeah, they kept franchising him.
He played the franchise game better than they did.
Right.
All right. That's our show for today, everybody. Hope you have a great rest of your day. We'll get our minds right. Take this play in.
Tomorrow. Birthday celebration.
Who?
JFig.
Oh, JFig.
Me.
I didn't know, man. So I'm sorry. Well, good. You know what your birthday gift is going to be? A Heat loss.
Jeez.
Wow.
We're going to end it like that, huh? Yeah. You're going your best Richie and Boar's head on us.
She was about to take a shot at me.
We'll talk to you guys tomorrow. See ya.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.